let's get right to our tip, because we have a great tip from Dr. Leah today. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you?
We're excited to talk about your tip, because here we are on the eve of a big, fat turkey day.
Speaking of...
And be sure you have your vinegar water, everybody,
before you have your turkey.
You know that I love it, Dr. Leah? I absolutely love it.
Well, we better tell everybody what that is if they weren't listening. You take warm water, you put two tablespoons of, but it must be organic... Red,
unfiltered apple cider vinegar wine.
Look at her.
You know, well, the wine does turn into vinegar, right, Dr. Leah?
Yeah,
there you go.
Mess it up the rest
and
of
you
the
could put and you can put two tablespoons.
That's because I don't drink.
All right,
alone.
Just a second.
Sorry, Pam.
Hey, and you could put two tablespoons of honey in there as well, if you can't stand the taste. But Rochelle and I, we're addicted to the vinegar and water, so every morning that's what we do now. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be good for your immune system, right, Dr. Leah?
Yes, immune system, weight.
We say so. I don't see it falling off yet.
No, but there's something to it, Dr. Leah. I don't know if it's just in my head. I really don't. But there's something to it. I'm not shedding the pounds, but I'm noticing what I'm eating.
Yeah, well, that would have been from the fat, flat belly diet.
Oh, maybe.
Too. Okay, Dr. Leah, what's your tip today?
Well, it's a Thanksgiving tip of sitting. And there's a couple things. Tomorrow is the number one food poisoning holiday of the year.
No, you know? Of course, because of turkey. If you touch it.
Undercooked turkeys. When people are preparing it. They'll go from, stuffing it and preparing it and taking out the gizzards and all that, too. Cutting vegetables.
And then you cut it on, you put it on a cutting board while you're seasoning it. You don't wash the cutting board. You cut your vegetables on it. There you go.
Exactly. And then you get salmonella.
Yep. You know, so there you go. Have to be.
Not uncommon. Are people cooking at 175 for 3 hours?
Who does that?
I don't know. I've heard of some stories of people cooking the turkey at a really low temperature, maybe for a really long time, maybe for 10 hours or something.
Right.
And it's not cooked.
Yeah.
And there's a hotline, a turkey hotline, that will help people with the cooking of it. But that's one part. The other part is, of course, we're going to overeat. You know, I mean, everybody overeats on Thanksgiving.
Right.
But what we tend to do is starve ourselves before. You know, we don't eat all day so we can eat a whole bunch.
Oh, it's so silly.
Well, and I know that's very common. I mean, I used to do that. But I also have seen lots of blood sugar problems because of that.
Isn't that interesting, Rochelle? Blood sugar problems.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah, she's looking at me, Doctor.
Well, you don't have it. I'm telling you, somebody else that has it.
I know what you're referring to.
You know, and I'll tell you what, on Dr. Oz yesterday, he said, big breakfast, medium lunch, small dinner. It was another reason they're living to be 100.
Well, aren't you supposed to eat like a king in the morning?
Well,
and
that means a lot.
And then eat like a pauper at dinner.
So for Thanksgiving, right, Dr. Leah? So for Thanksgiving morning, have a big breakfast.
Have a big breakfast, and I think a lot of people have their Thanksgiving in the afternoon, like 2 or 4. You know, they have it at an earlier time,
right? Mm-hmm.
Which is wise, because then you have the evening to walk or kind of burn it off a little bit and then snack some more later. But yeah, it's true. We tend to starve ourselves and then we overeat. But a big breakfast is ideal. Have a big breakfast and that will regulate your blood sugar so you're not so over consuming.
Dr. Leah, we have a tip also. If you're going for your Thanksgiving dinner, have a cup of soup before you go. And it doesn't have to be a hearty soup. It can be like a broth with, you know, some chicken noodles or something like that.
Yeah.
But have a cup of soup, because the soup fills your tummy up and you've got, you know, it just fills you up so you don't really gorge.
You're not ravenous.
At the table.
Yeah. Yes, and that's the whole idea. You know, it's like you want to fill it up yourself, especially throughout the day a little bit.
Right.
So you're not overdoing it. And yes, there'll be lots of leftovers.
Right.
Lots to snack on later.
It's true. It's very, very true.
Well, we like that tip, and I think just be conscious eaters tomorrow.
Yeah,
just be conscious.
Pay attention. You know, and I love the other trick, which is taking a smaller plate.
Yeah, I do too.
So, you know, that really is a good trick. It's hard to do.
And then there's people who say, I don't care. I'm going to eat that.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat that 10,000 calories, because that's what it is.
Listen,
it's
that's
about
right. I want
calories.
My mashed potatoes and gravy. Oh, I can't wait. And my sister's stuffing.
I told one patient yesterday whose cholesterol was too low.
Oh.
It was like at 100. I said, you eat as much as you want. for the next several days.
Lucky her.
Well, not really. That can cause problems, too.
Lucky her that she can eat.
So I'm like, just eat, eat, eat.
You know what, Pam? I'm going to give you the validation. You know, sometimes we don't get it. So I'm going to give you the approval. You get to eat tomorrow. I've just released you from guilt.
No, I'm sorry. It didn't work.
See, okay.
Wow.
Didn't work.
That's a tough wall to climb.
I tried.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving,
Dr. Leah. We are so grateful that you are part of Chat with Women.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
And I love all you guys.
Thank you.